and you may have had it with syrup or maybe thin molasses.
Yeah. Now, what is you said flour would come in a sack or what
sack? It even came in barrels in some times.
What kind of sack did it come in?
Usually a white sack, a white cotton sack.
Yeah. Well, that thing I was talking about, Mr. you know, the things that they would make to fit to get something down in a barrel, you know, those
oh,
things.
You mean like a funnel?
Yeah, they would go down in the barrel like that.
No, I haven't seen too much around yet. Of course, different, different sections had different customs and different ways of handling things.
Yeah. Now, what did seed come in, for example?
Well, it came in sacks.
Yeah, well, what kind of sack was it?
Usually it's, is it hemp or what, these big sacks?
Well, you see the rough, it was kind of rough?
Yeah. Is it hemp?
Yeah, well, what did y'all call it? It was just kind of what sack?
I can't recall offhand what they called it. It wasn't a cotton sack.
Uh-huh.
It was made out of the same thing as rope, which is hemp.
Yeah, they call it a grass sack? Or?
I guess, hemp is a grass of some form, you understand?
Yeah.
You would buy usually corn or oats or a mixed feed, which was ground up with oats and corn and general some kind of hay with a mixture of molasses on it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
They sold it that way.
Yeah.
In big sacks, maybe 100-pound sacks.
And when you went to the mill to take corn to the mill,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't take a full wagon load, would you?
Well, yeah, when I was a child, most people ground their meal at home. They had hand mills where they could set them to make grits or meal. There was no mill. The first mill that I remember where the man made feed, he ground grits, and he ground a meal was Mr. Felix Muros. Now he died about 4 or 5 years ago. But this mill went out of business. His mill went out of business about 30 years ago. You know, it got to the point where things had changed and people bought more or less packaged goods, you understand? And his business declined. But he used to mill and make meal from corn. He used to make grits, and he also had his mill equipped that he could make feed, animal feed, chicken feed.
Now you'd be working out in the yard, and maybe your mother would need some wood for the stove. She'd tell you to bring in a
armful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you wanted a hen to start laying, did you put something in her nest to fool her?
No. No, you didn't. You just kept them well fed, that's all.
Yeah.
The same season of the year they laid. And usually they didn't lay around holidays when people wanted eggs.
Yeah. Now, some folks would put those, they had those kind of eggs.
Mm-hmm. I've seen them. But that, they didn't have that. I don't remember people using that around in this section at all.
Yeah. Now, Your mother's or best dish, as she call her best.
Well, people in this section, I'm not speaking of my mother, but the general public, or if they went to visit somewhere, they always spoke about a big gumbo.
Yeah.
You understand? That was principally French in this section. Now, what was a gumbo made out of?
What would you put in a gumbo?
Well, a gumbo, they made first what you call a roux. I don't know if you know what a roux is.
Yeah, that was the
roux, you add lard,